earth, and sky.
For me, the most important thing is to know that it's a really fun place to work and that there is a place for scientists and engineers at a company like Walt Disney Imagineering. It's not widely known or appreciated, but in fact, we have a lot of them and we're getting more of them. And the solutions to the problems that face the world, you can study in microcosm, and we have a great environment to do so.
You're listening to Ben Schwegler, Chief Scientist of Walt Disney Imagineering Research and Development, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Schwegler spoke more about Imagineering, which is what Disney calls the science, engineering, and creativity used in theme parks, resorts, restaurants, and retail spaces built by the Walt Disney Company. He spoke with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Schwegler, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Now, a famous engineer once said, "Scientists discover the world that exists. Engineers create the world that never was." What is a Walt Disney Imagineer?
That is a great question. And even after having worked there for quite a while, I can tell you that I'm pretty much always surprised by the diversity of Imagineers. But we have over 100 different disciplines at Imagineering, all the way from writers and artists to scientists and virtually every type of engineer that universities produce. An Imagineer is someone who is very, very good at what they do as their principal occupation, but that also has a great diversity of interests and diversity of additional skills, and most of all, appreciates the product that we make in the sense that it entertains people and moves people and hopefully inspires people.
You're known for working with Walt Disney's theme parks as the lead scientist there. Now, what does science have to do with theme parks?
Another great question, because certainly I think a lot of people don't really realize the effort of design and engineering that goes into theme parks. We like to think that they're magical places, but of course, it takes a lot of science to make a little bit of magic. So there's all the science that goes behind the actual show. So there's optics and audio, and in addition to the sustainable kinds of things that we work on, energy efficiency, across the board, for virtually every part of what we would call the built environment, there's a little bit of science behind it. Sometimes it's science that has been interpreted already by engineers, and sometimes it's new stuff that we have to discover on our own.
Could you tell us a little bit more about some of the things that your laboratory does? Tell us about 4D. It's four-dimensional simulation that your team at Disney is developing. What's that all about?
So 4D is something that we developed at Imagineering in conjunction with Stanford University, where I also work as a consulting professor in civil and environmental engineering. But 4D is basically a three-dimensional model to which you add time. So in our particular case, we're looking at the construction and constructability of the built environment. In this case, of course, it's a theme park. So we are able to understand which items go where in time. We use it for understanding if we have to dewater a site to help make it constructible. We analyze all sorts of things like how the big pieces of steel would come in and what the sequence with those would be. One of the biggest impacts that we have is the reduction of waste and the improvement in efficiency in the construction and constructability process, if you will. And that, I think, is a big, huge advantage that 4D has brought to the overall architecture and design profession.
We've been talking about kind of the behind the scenes of some of what Disney does, and something that people are familiar with are the robots of Disney. They're called audio animatronics. They can do some amazing things. There's swordplay, the Pirates of the Caribbean. There's the WALL-E robot with its lifelike responses. Tell us about some of the science behind the scene here.
So There is a lot of science behind the robotics initiative, that's for sure. And a lot of it has to do with what constitutes the illusion of life. So we actually collect a lot of data on how people actually move and what speeds, what rates of motion, what are the limits of those kinds of behaviors, because we want to make people believe that the audio animatronic that they're looking at is actually alive. In a lot of ways, we are at the intersection of human behavior and robotic control. So we spend a lot of time looking at what makes people and motions believable and then trying to understand how we can reproduce that in a mechanical device, if you will. So it's a complicated combination of mechanical engineering and software control to make those to make them come alive.
I guess when people go outside of the buildings, they get to see another part of the magic of a Disney park, and that's the display of fireworks. And Disney's the largest producer of fireworks shows. Tell us about the environmentally friendly fireworks that you helped develop.
Well, we did develop the system of launching fireworks with compressed air. That was a big advance in fireworks, and it obviously has some advantages over the traditional methods. But chief among those, of course, are the environmental benefits, because it produces no emissions using compressed air. But it also makes for a much more reliable system of launching the fireworks, so that you can paint a picture in the sky and you know that the fireworks are going to go to just the right height and they're going to ignite at just the right time, so that you can choreograph a whole spectacle, if you will, of music and light and sound with a much greater reliability and a better artistic effect and reduced environmental impact. So the system of air launch was a big achievement for the company, and it's been a lot of fun to work on that as well.
Dr. Schweigler, thank you for speaking with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Ben Schweigler, Chief Scientist of Walt Disney Imagineering Research and Development. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.